As we turn again to our regular musical conversation partner, Johann Sebastian Bach, the tripartite rhythm of tradition, confrontation, and response echoes in the works of Bach, a fifth gospel transforming thought, word, and deed into a sacred song of praise, inspiration, and aspiration. Today we feature five movements from five cantatas heard over the past two decades here at Marsh Chapel in our Sunday morning liturgy. As with Bach, we begin and end with hymns of praise and adoration before confronting the challenges of our earthly predicament. Today we take up the ages-old universal truth of the Golden Rule. To love God is to love your neighbor, and to love your neighbor is to reflect the image of the Creator in each of us. Bach seems to acknowledge the difficulty we have in loving our neighbor, but he challenges us to embrace the transformative experience of a daily opportunity to extend God's grace, loving into freedom and freeing into greater love. We begin this cantata compilation in joyful adoration with the opening movement of Cantata 69, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Thank you. a pivot, a challenge, a confrontation, an opportunity for contrition, perhaps. Ecclesiasticus 1:28. See to it that thy fear of God be not hypocrisy, and do not serve God with a double heart.
Yes, the apple of Sodom cantata. Did you ever hear of this mystical fruit? Bright and shiny on the outside, but so rotten inside that it instantly dissolves into ash when plucked. For Bach and the librettist of Cantata 179, the apple of Sodom represented a dire warning for the faithful. See to it that your inner and outer piety are of equal sincerity. The idea of reflection and mirroring the image of the Creator is seared into the very counterpoint of the movement we're about to hear. Written as a fugue, notice how successive entrances are cast in mirror inversion of the main theme, a paradigm for the purity faith requires inside and out. One can hear the strain and stress of a false or double heart in the descending chromatic sung on the word falsche or false. See to it that your fear of God be not hypocrisy. Serve God with a pure heart, reflecting and mirroring God's infinite grace and mercy. Jaunty, didactic, even admonishing, Bach readily flexes his contrapuntal muscles with zeal and ardor, inviting the faithful to seek the higher ground, survey the common ground, but not before we've scoured the background. Hear these words from the prophet Isaiah. Deal thy bread to the hungry, and bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, cover him, and hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
The idea of reflecting the image of the Creator is the creative spark at the heart of the Golden Rule. For to love your neighbor, extending grace, is indeed the image of God's grace so freely and readily given to each of us. What begins as social justice for Isaiah, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the unhoused, becomes the animus for our own transformation.
And like Jesus in today's lesson from Mark 1, Bach teaches us with remarkable understanding and authority. What begins as hollow, even disembodied, dry bones music, more resembling those who most need our assistance, little by little takes on sinews until fully clothed in the garb of a joyful dance.
Love and serve your neighbor, and do so with the understanding that this above all rejoices God's heart, transforming us with the brightness of the morning sun. Thank you. golden rule seems so easy, so straightforward. The law to love the Lord your God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus offers simply and directly, love one another. No other qualifications or exemptions, but Jesus' Lucan parable of the Good Samaritan acknowledges our human failings. In so doing, Jesus reveals a sublime dialectic, law and grace inextricably connected, inviting us daily to acknowledge our sin, claim God's redeeming grace, and freely share that same grace.
In recent years, our survey of Bach's cantatas has drawn inspiration and focus from those cantatas Bach wrote in his first months in Leipzig, July, August, and September of 1723. These works reveal an astonishing and radiant understanding of the scripture, far beyond mere text setting. The grand and bold opening movement of Cantata 77 unfolds with tender, unassuming lines that ultimately gather to the most extraordinary musical essay on the great dialectic of the law and grace. The highest and lowest instrumental voices play the familiar Ten Commandments chorale tune in grand canonic imitation. But these lines attain new meaning and height when we realize that the inner lines sung by the chorus are that same melody sung backwards and upside down. Grace is inextricably derived from the creative stuff of the law in perfect equilibrium, the most noble expression of contrite, sincere love of God, a pure reflection of inner and outer piety. Bach's musical expression of Imago Dei, the image of God.
Thank you.
beloved, today's journey with Bach celebrates that perfect state of grace attained when we, each of us, imparts grace, kindness, patience, persistent patience, all without quid pro quo.
Imago Dei, the mirror of the divine, freeing into love and loving into freedom. Frieda über Israel, peace upon Israel. Bach's song to you, God's abiding peace to you, peace upon Israel.